message received.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey guys, Jeff Smith here from hiretrustmarketing.com/blog and infomarketerzone.com. So glad to have you with us again today. I hope this sees you well and you're taking lots of action and seeing good results in your business. A couple of areas we want to cover today. Number one topic is I want to talk about, will you be a consumer or a seller or a maker of content? It's a really important question. I want to delve into that, and it's an important question for you to get your mind around if you want to build a business, build your business bigger, do better online. Number two topic, want to tackle the issue of why you may not be hustling enough. It's more clear than ever that to build a successful business these days, you need to, your number one weapon to tackle your market is hustle. And if you are finding it tough to hustle, first of all, we'll talk a little bit about how much hustle you really need. And then second, if you haven't got that hustle on, why is it? And how do you get that hustle that some of the top names in the industry have? And number three, we're going to talk a little bit about how speed and action attract great things for your business. I got a couple of case studies, a couple of examples from my own business that I want to share with you. All right, let's delve into the show. Really appreciate you guys joining. Want to get you guys engaged a little more over at Twitter on at Hire Trust is my handle over at Twitter. Want to get you guys over there. It's more important than ever, by the way, guys, if those of you who are listening to this that aren't on social yet, or at least aren't active on social daily, it's really becoming critical to the next wave of marketing. So first we had, you know, some of the social aspects of the likes of YouTube, and even Amazon to a degree, where, you know, Amazon, you could leave comments against books, et cetera. You got social involvement in the Amazon platform. That's sort of the beginnings of social. And then it took a few years. And then we had Twitter and Facebook, right? And certainly the early adopters latched onto Twitter and Facebook from a marketing point of view and have now done extremely well in building up their audiences on those platforms. Now, if you think in the old days, what you had to do is you had to advertise, or you had to rely on SEO, organic, to be able to draw traffic, and you usually sign them up to your email lists. And then you went into email marketing. Now, email marketing still works today, but there's this whole other giant area building of social marketing where, you know, people have loyal followings of social followers. And you may, you know, a lot of people tell me, well, you know, Twitter's sort of, you know, fading out, or Facebook maybe has matured, and they're afraid to tackle a platform because they're afraid that the technology will be phased out in a couple of years and maybe it won't be relevant. Well, folks, first of all, early adopters don't pay any attention to that stuff. They go crazy at a new platform. They dominate it. And that's when, by the way, that's when you can dominate. So now that you have some of the new streaming services like Meerkat and Periscope, as streaming, and you've even got some others that are coming online to help do group, like replacements for Google Hangouts, things like that, where you can do group conference calls on topics. Folks, these are easy to dominate in the early days. You can jump into these and dominate them when there's, you know, just a few thousand players, and you can make a name for yourself and actually build up a whole new audience and whole new list this way. Now, the other point around this is, when people have a list of loyal followers on one of those platforms, it's really simple to move them onto the next platform. So if you have thousands of followers on Twitter or on Facebook, you know, or tens of thousands like we have, it's pretty easy if we want to switch to another platform to bring those people over and you know, basically tell them, hey, here's another platform we're on, here's some new content we're doing on this other platform, and we'll see a large percentage of those will move over instantly into the new platform. And those new platforms usually offer great, more elaborate features to contact, to stay in contact, and to use to stay in contact and use as participation mechanisms to get our audience participating with us and build that following even bigger. So, you know, jump in at some point in social. Don't worry about the technology. Don't worry about which platform it is so much. Just go ahead and jump in and you'll be able to build that following and then take them wherever you go. All right, so let's jump in. I didn't mean to touch on that, but it's a pretty important one I've been thinking about. We'll probably do it a little bit more on the next episode of the show on social, because we're really seeing some huge things happening there in our own business, and the community is building leaps and bounds. A really, really important part of online marketing. Okay, let's jump into the question that I ask a lot of people now in their business, and when they join us over at infomarketerzone.com, what I find about most people, even on people who call themselves entrepreneurs and want to build businesses, they're still 90% consumers of content and 10% makers or publishers of content. That's not the way to success in business. You need to be 90% all in on making content and publishing content and 10% consumer. And by the way, that 10% consumer needs to largely be focused on what are you learning from your consumption of content that you can apply to making new content, right? So you shouldn't be, you know, this is especially timely given that we've got some world events and we got some political campaigns going on now. If you're finding yourself glued to the TV, glued to the internet, watching about Donald Trump or watching about Jeb Bush or watching about Hillary Clinton or watching about world events, and you find yourself stuck to consuming this stuff, and if you're a consumer of reality TV, if you're a consumer of an over consumer of sports content or other content, that's making you no money, folks. It's a waste of time in terms of the finite amount of time that you have to be able to generate income and generate a following for your business. So what you need to be able to do is to generate content. You should be generating content, whether that's written content, whether that's audio content like this podcast, whether it's video content. There are so many different kinds of content you can generate today. Social networking. You can be streaming. You can be creating, like I said, videos. You can be creating reports. You can be creating paid content. You can be creating free content. You need to become a master media empire of publishing content today. And some of that content, like I said, will gain you traffic. Some of it is the purpose of branding and generating traffic for you. And some of it will be paid content. And then you become one of the sort of 1% of people who have it, who have the content, who have the reputation, who have the credibility, who have the chops to be able to generate content. And by the way, you know, that will attract a ton of people to you. Because people will see you as a player and they want to latch on to you and they want to not just learn from you, but they want to use your distribution path to the network. So it gives you so many opportunities for extra publicity, for extra income, marketing affiliate products, referral type situations, joint ventures, all that kind of stuff comes your way when you become a publisher. So really scrutinize your time, folks, and figure out what are you? Are you a bigger consumer of content today than you are publishing content? And if that's the case, you need to dramatically reverse that if you want to start seeing results. And we talk a lot about that inside infomarketerzone.com. And a lot more content is coming in terms of how to generate courses, how to generate a lot more videos, et cetera, although a lot of that content's already in there. We share a lot of our tips, techniques, and strategies. I mean, we're just constantly a content generating machine. And you know, what content we don't create, we outsource the creation of content, et cetera. It's just when we become everywhere and we start seeing traffic coming from everywhere, we see critical mass, we start to see a ton of products out there that are each selling and generate multiple streams of income. All of those feed into large scale backends. So all kinds of tips, techniques, and strategies around that at infomarketerzone.com around becoming a massive content publisher and moneymaker. All right. Second topic is I get asked by a lot of people, how do you find the time? How do you find the energy? How do you do so much? They see us in a lot of different places. They see a lot of our content. We're doing calls, we're doing interviews late at night. They're just wondering, how do we hustle enough? How do we get that hustle? And the first point I want to make on this is that a lot of people tell me they're working hard, they're hustling. The fact is, not all types of hustle are the same. So you need to be hustling, but you need to be working on the right stuff. So if you're a hustler, and what you're doing is shotgun approach, and you're not doing things smart, then all that hustle, you know, you might be working twice as hard as someone else, but they're getting five times the results because they're working smart and they're working hard. So you need to be focused on doing the right things. You need to understand the critical pieces that make up your online business. You need to be headed in the right direction. You need to be motivated. You need to be firing on all cylinders for your, you know, maximum results in your business building. And so a lot of people aren't really, first of all, there's a lot of people that aren't just hustling enough. They're doing a couple hours a day, and that's not going to be enough to do anything to get any kind of momentum and force out in the marketplace. Number two, if you are working, you know, 12, 15 hour days, but you're not seeing a lot of results, then chances are your hustle is just, you know, great that you got the hustle, but it's not aimed in the right directions and you're not doing the right things. You might be, you know, chasing down the wrong things. You might be trying to do email marketing when that's not your thing. It's not really what you're good at. Or you've got such a small list, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's just so many things that you need to figure out if you've got everything in the right order and have your priorities set for the type of business that you're running. A lot of people don't even know that properly. They don't have a real clear picture of what value they offer to the marketplace and who they're serving as their core market. And that will certainly allow you, you know, if you don't have that straight, you can hustle all day long and you're not going to get anywhere. So again, over at infomarketerzone.com, we help a lot of people fine-tune their markets, fine-tune their product offerings, fine-tune their businesses, the value add, the unique selling proposition they have. What is it that they're offering to the marketplace? And then you can bring in the hustle behind that and be far, far more effective than someone who doesn't have all that straight and still is blowing their brains out, you know, giving it effort. But so three reasons usually why people aren't hustling enough. First of all, they're not fueled by a big enough why, right? So a lot of people dabble. They think the idea of building their own business, of being an entrepreneur, is a cool thing, but they, at the end of the day, they're really not fueled by a desperation. They don't have to use this to pay their bills. They don't have to succeed. They haven't got the switch flipped in their brain that they absolutely have to succeed at this. Now, you've got to create that. If you don't have that today, if you're not fueled by that thought first thing when you wake up in the morning and last thing when you go to bed at night, is that I have to succeed. This is, I have already succeeded. This is just a matter of carrying out a predetermined level of success in creating my business. You've got to figure out how to get that. You know, whether it's what motivates you most, is it that you have to succeed at this to show your kids that entrepreneurism works and give them a legitimate shot at this as a career path for them? Or maybe it's that you refuse to ever let anyone control you again, like you might have been controlled in jobs in the past and been laid off or been in useless meetings or been derailed in your career path, etc. If you refuse, if you say, I'm never going through that pain again, I have to control my own destiny, that can be a big why. The other big why is maybe you just have no other option. You've been thrown in. You don't have a great education level. You don't have a great career path history, and this is one of your last shots. So use that desperation to fuel your energy towards being motivated. All of that can create the big why, but you've got to have that big why as the root or the foundation of being motivated enough to hustle 15, 18 hours, whatever it takes to be able to drive this business to success. Now, number two, you may have that big why, but the reason that may be blocking you is that you haven't yet found the right vehicle, the right thing. So you have to not only be driven by a big why, but you have to have the right vehicle. You have to believe in your business. You have to believe in the service that you're offering, believe in the value of it. So if, you know, I get this from, I've had some salespeople join infomarketerzone.com and they love sales, they're fueled, and they have a big why for starting their own business, but they haven't yet combined their love and their passion for sales with the right product. So I've had car salesmen, I've had financial and insurance salespeople, I've had real estate people who have joined where, you know, they just love selling and that's their passion, but they haven't believed in the product they're selling yet. And once they find that, it's actually a training service or a knowledge service or some other product that they're passionate about, and they combine that with their passion for selling, man, and they just take off. They go crazy. They go apeshit in terms of their results, right? So finding that combination of the right vehicle that lines up the passion along with your big why is very, very powerful. Now, the third reason that holds people back is a fear. And that is, you know, if you line up a big why, which is a big emotional driver in your life, and then you line that up with a passion in terms of the topic area, the type of business, the next thing that will come along naturally is a fear, because now all of a sudden you've made succeeding. It's not an option anymore. It's a must have. And you've tapped into that emotional sort of passion in terms of what you want to succeed. So now the stakes are much higher, and you'll get that natural inclination to fear going into that, because what if I fail, right? What if I don't make it? What if, is this my last chance? Is this the only chance I'm going to get? So at that point, fear takes over, and you got to tackle that head on. And the only way to tackle that is really to go at it and just take action and drive and know that you will succeed eventually. And even if you have setbacks and challenges along the way, you will ultimately succeed. All right, enough on that. But you've got to find a way to get that hustle on. The amount of hustle that it takes, and I'll tell you, when you find the right thing, it doesn't feel like hustle anymore. It doesn't feel like you're forcing yourself to work. If you're in that mode where you're having to force yourself to spend a few hours or full days on whatever it is you're making your living at today, that's not sustainable. You will burn out. That's not a way to get to the top. You'll never make it to the top of that industry in that type of scenario. And even if you do make it to the top, you'll never stay there. So you've got to find that right combination of why, the right vehicle. And then you'll find that the hustle part of it will come naturally when you find it. You will find that you just can't wait to get, you know, you'll be waking up early in the morning. You won't be able to sleep. You'll be popping out of bed because you want to get started on it. You want to get started on the next thing. You want to, you know, and you'll find it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon before you know it. And then you'll find that you'll go back at it in the evenings. It's sort of an obsession. But it's a good obsession. It's an obsession that makes you feel good. It's an obsession that it just feels right. You know, you're on the right track. And at that point, hustle becomes automatic. And that's the best way to have it. It's not, you know, these guys that build huge companies and these guys, you know, master musicians and the best in healthcare and healthcare providers and the best at anything. These guys don't, if you ask them, it doesn't feel like work to them. It feels like their passion. They're living out their passion, their destiny. And the combination of work and life becomes sort of blurred because for them, their passion is their life. And so you want to get to that point of identifying the right direction for you so that your passion is your life. That's the secret to making it to the top. All right. So if you have any comments on that, hit us up at the blog. This podcast will be, like all the others, will be up at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. And you can see it on the categories on the right. You'll see a podcast category. You can listen to all our podcasts up there. In the future podcasts, we're going to have some guests joining us. As well as the show grows and the attention grows, really appreciate all you guys listening and hope you're getting some real value out of this. Head over to Twitter as well, at Hire Trust. That's where you can ask any questions, leave us comments. If you sort of ask us a question, you can leave a link. We'll mention you guys as well on the podcast. All right. Final thing I want to talk about was how powerful, and this ties right back into the hustle argument, is how powerful speed is in your business, and especially in regards to attracting attention. So we went at it pretty strong the last few months in terms of getting onto some of the new streaming services, getting onto social, and really putting a lot of content back to our first point of becoming a massive publisher. We've always done that, but really switched it over to the social side over the last few months. And what that's done is, and I'm sure if you guys go to Twitter, if you go to Facebook, you'll see just a ton of noise. You see that there's millions and millions and millions of users, all these kind of tweets. But through all of that, just by the hustle of developing great quality content and building a community and getting engaged with that community on those platforms, we've gotten noticed. We've gotten noticed big time. And now we're getting daily posts for people that want to do joint ventures, people that want to bring us to their audience, people who want to do interviews, free publicity, people who want to do co-marketing of our products, who are put our products in front of their audiences, opportunities to also talk about other people's, you know, trial other people's products and put them in front of our audience. So all of that has come about just with a couple of months, a real concerted effort and hustle, because you become visible. You cut through the noise. When you become an action taker and you take massive action and you operate at the speed of light, right? You'd show the hustle. You don't relent. You don't give up if you don't see results in the first few days. You just keep going at it and at it and at it. And people will notice. People will take notice. And that's how you build a reputation. You build a brand. You start to build excitement in your marketplace. And you start to get noticed. And that's what it's all about, folks. So, all about hustle, all about moving at the speed of light, doing the right things, focusing on the right things, making sure you got the right business, first of all, and that you've got the right why behind you, fueling you. Put all those things together and you've built yourself a race car. Your business becomes a race car. Okay. So if you have any questions on any of that, on how to get there, if you're having trouble getting there, then head over to hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. But you also might want to check out infomarketerzone.com. That's the place where, for a very low cost, we share all of our systems. We have training systems over there, fast track systems. We have templates. We have a personal mentor forum that we share a lot of private information with business owners and do a little bit of coaching in there for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost somebody to do, one-on-one coaching with us. We basically help you along in your business with that site, infomarketerzone.com. So check that out. And until the next podcast, we hope to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you over at Hire Trust and what you think of the content in the podcast. And if you have any questions, send them our way. We'll be happy to give you a mention. We have a lot of Twitter, a lot of social networking followers. Until the next podcast, you guys stay rocking it, right? And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.